Live.com.
1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Billy. Hi, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, and they tell me that I stop breathing several times during the night. Is there anything that I can do for that?
You know, sleep apnea is, it depends. It depends on your weight. It depends on, obviously, several factors. When they do a sleep study, obviously, they can monitor all of that. Like they said, you stop breathing a couple times through the night. One thing that they found with sleep issues, regardless if you've got apnea or you're having challenges with sleeping, is to actually look into a couple things. Neurotransmitters, your brain chemistry, and having that evaluated can be very helpful. The other is also with oxygen getting into the cells. And so certain anemias can be triggers. So getting some blood work done, which I'm sure you've had, but they can dig a little bit deeper, looking at maybe some iron levels, ferritin as well for more of an iron deficiency. And they can also look at B12. There is a B12 test that's really good called MMA, methylmalonic acid. A lot of physicians don't run it. It can be very costly for the patient if insurance won't cover it. But it is kind of a gold standard for B12. And so it's a great one to look at. Also, making sure that your body absorbs B12. Intrinsic factor is a key for that as well. So there's several factors to look at as far as the way your body can handle utilizing oxygen within the cell, and that can be something as well. Now, structurally, it could be an issue within the back of the throat as well. There could be, swelling in certain glandular areas that could be causing some of the issues. It could be an inflammatory response within the body. Many times when people are overweight, they've been eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. They have food allergies, which can cause chronic congestion, chronic post-nasal drip. It can cause a host of issues within the sinuses that can cause issues and create potential sleep apnea challenges. So several things to look at as far as a natural perspective. Is there a silver bullet? Not really. It's more about looking at some of the global issues you have going on and coming up with a game plan around that as well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infant deaths now are spurring an FDA warning against a food thickening gel. The U.S. FDA, or the FDA, is warning parents to avoid feeding a food thickening agent called Simply Thick. Parents and caregivers with any concerns about the use of Simply Thick should contact their health care provider, the FDA said. And according to the agency, Simply Thick is sold as distributors in pharmacies across the U.S. in packets of individual servings or in 64-ounce dispenser bottles. So I want to be careful along with that, with NEC and with the Simply Thick. Just a little note of warning, especially from the FDA. Email came in. Kevin from Dayton, Ohio, says, I grind my teeth at night and wake up with headaches and jaw pain. With a dental night guard help, it would. And that possibly could be causing it. But also, with people that grind their teeth, typically there's an inability or kind of a loss, is a better way to put it, of GABA, or a deficiency of GABA. Now, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And when GABA levels decline in the body, the excitatory response increases. So what happens is stress or anxiety can increase in the body. So GABA is kind of our chill-out neurotransmitter, our chill-out brain chemical. And it can get really low. That's why a lot of people, when they get stressed out or they have these kind of issues like grinding their teeth, they take medications such as buspirone or some of the benzodiazepines like Xanax. And that can cause the body to chill out and cause it to function better. But again, the grinding of the teeth, and if you don't want to be taking that for a long period of time. So there's some options. With GABA, there's some nutritional components that have been shown to be very helpful. Now, most of the time we talk about foods that you can look into, but these are probably foods you would want to avoid that can help stabilize GABA levels from a food perspective, a nutritional perspective that they've shown. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with medication. This just has to do with building up nutrition within the body. Now, these are the foods that they say in research that you should avoid, and these are peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all those foods are typically ones you would want to avoid, and they're healthy foods. You look at them and you think, well, my goodness, aren't those health foods? But just because a food is healthy for you doesn't mean that if you're dealing with a certain condition of some kind, your body has some kind of instability or deficiency, that it's not something you would want to avoid. So being careful with that is something that will be helpful, especially when you're grinding your teeth. But, yeah, the Night Guard, to answer your question, Kevin, would be very helpful. So it's just something, it all depends on, you know, the severity of it, you know, going to see your physician, seeing what they say, all of those kind of things would be very beneficial in the middle of what you're dealing with. Grinding your teeth can be a real challenge. Next, we're going to go to Alonzo. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
A year ago, I noticed a little painful lesion that came up on my leg. I thought it was like a bite from a spider. It actually turned out to be what they call a boil. I had been suffering with them now for about a year. They come and they go. They seem to lie dormant and they come back. My doctor gave me some medicine and it helped for a little bit, but they come back. And now my wife on Sunday had got a painful swelling over her eye completely closed up. And they said it was a skin abscess. I looked it up and saw the skin abscess meant that it was a boil. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something we can do as far as this goes, you know, to help these things out as far as getting rid of them? And is it something in our house that's actually causing this?
Potentially. I don't know if it's something so much in your house. It could be a bacterial infection that could be causing the pseudo boil or the boil, whatever it might be. So, I mean, your physician could probably run a couple of little tests to see if there's a bacterial infection or not. You might not even need to go that route, but I'd have it looked at. And as far as what to do about it, there's several things you can do. Internally, it just depends. If it's an antibiotic or if it's a bacteria, you might want to go with an antibiotic. Ionic silver can be very helpful. Externally, over boils too. There's some good research on that. So you might want to check in your health food store and talk to some folks about that sort of thing. But, I mean, again, it just depends on the root cause. Boils can be caused by different things. It could be an ingrown hair as much that could be causing the boil itself, or could appear like a boil. So it just depends. And, that's where getting hands-on and having someone look at it, that's the tough issue with skin. Skin really needs to be evaluated and looked at and then treated appropriately. But one thing I can tell you for good overall skin health is to keep the bacteria healthy in your gut. And keeping the bacteria healthy in the gut, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And one of the best things you can do is to eat healthy foods that contain a lot of natural, what are called probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You can do that, and they make them in a supplement form, but also a lot of the dairy foods like goat's milk yogurt, regular raw cow's milk, which can be very healthy. A lot of those dairy products, kefir, can be really, really good. A lot of the hard cheeses contain large amounts of probiotics that can be really good for the gut health. And when you keep your gut healthy, many times the skin can be healthy as well. And remember, the skin's the largest organ we have. So keeping it healthy is pretty darn important. So a couple things to think about. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Too few kids use fast food calorie info, a new study finds. You know, now their fast food chains are all putting their nutritional information finally where it's easy to read and find. Well, they're saying now that kids who eat fast food at least twice a week are 50% less likely to use the nutritional information than kids who eat fast food less often. And most likely, they're saying those who use the calorie information are girls and children who are obese. And the researchers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually said recently in a poll and a study that the findings were important, they said, in the high prevalence of obesity among youth and the adverse health effects associated with obesity. The study lead author, Dr. Holly Wethington, said in a recent journal release, "It's encouraging that a large number of youth, particularly those who are obese, reported using the calorie information to be informed." He said this may be a potential to lead toward improved food and beverage choices as a way to manage weight. Although more research is needed to assess whether youth know how many calories they should consume in a day and their activity level. CDC's Division of Nutrition and Physical Activity and Obesity looked into this. And, of course, childhood obesity has tripled in recent decades, partly due to the fast food that is higher in calories, salt, and fat, rather than food prepared at home. The CDC researchers noted and conducted in the study that analyzed these surveys of about 800 kids ranging from age 9 to 18. And the survey was done recently, and they asked the children how often they ate fast food and if they considered the calorie information on the menu to be relevant. 56% of those surveyed were boys, and most of the children were a healthy weight. 13% were obese. So the survey revealed that 66% of the kids said they ate fast food once a week or less, and 34% reported eating fast food two or more times a week. Well, 42% of the kids said they considered the calorie information when making food choices. Nearly 58% said they never used it. And girls were about 80% more likely to consider calories than boys. Obese children were about 70% more likely to use the calorie information. Bottom line is that they welcome the research. It adds to the understanding of how young people and their food choices are relevant and if they're using these type of calorie counters to even see what they're putting in their bodies. And again, hopefully we'll educate our kids. I mean, obviously when I was a kid, we knew nothing about proteins, fats, and carbohydrates and calories. It was, there's two categories, tastes good, doesn't taste good. That was it. And with all that's coming out now, I hope that as parents, we do educate our kids on what's good for them, what's not, what areas of health they should focus on, and understand and educate themselves with. I think it's critical from the overall perspective. So that'll be something interesting as time goes on. Make sure if you're not educating your kids now that you start. And if you don't understand even the labels themselves, educate yourself so you can understand and be an encouragement and leave a health legacy into your children. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. We're going to the phones and go to Les. Hi, Les.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's going on?
Well, it's funny. You were actually talking about it earlier, and you're apparently right. You said there's a lot of people with this problem, and that's acid reflux. And ironically, after I heard you talking about that, I happened to have some raw organic, Bragg's out there, apple cider vinegar, and I tried a teaspoon of it, and it actually seemed to help. But, I mean, I do have a Nexium prescription, and I've always kind of thought that what is triggering it is more acidic in nature rather than the lack thereof. So I'm some kind of weird hybrid or something. I don't know what's going on, really. But,
well, so with reflux, have you taken medication for it?
Yeah, I've got a Nexium prescription that I've had for, a few months. I mean, I just started getting this burning sensation in my stomach. It just sort of came on, and it wouldn't go away. And I'd kind of been treated off and on for acid reflux for the last few years. Last time it actually happened before I got this last prescription, I thought I was having a heart attack. It was like that intense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it can be really scary.
Yeah, it was. So Nexium helps. I think I just need to stop eating the things that trigger it and go back to the anti-inflammatory diet, which I've done. But I wanted to get some additional information from you because you had said something about a glutamine powder, but there was and something else, hydrochloride, and I wasn't able to get it written down quickly enough. So,
well, there's a couple things. One, glutamine powder can be really good. It's very healing to the digestive tract, makes the body more, the gut more alkaline, which is a good thing. But the other, the apple cider vinegar that you're doing is good, but the foods, you definitely want to cut back on the processed foods, any kind of breads, starchy carbohydrates, they all can really trigger more of the acid reflux symptoms. But the bigger issue is you're not breaking your proteins down. So there's not enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to really be able to do that. So yeah, I'm with you on getting back to more of an anti-inflammatory based diet, starting there, and then using some kind of bromelain or proteolytic based enzyme to break those excess proteins down. That's a good way to go for sure. But the apple cider vinegar, it can make a big difference over time, for sure. I mean the reflux, depending on stress levels, there's a lot of different factors. Are things managed in your life very well or not?
I'm sorry, say again.
Well, are stress levels, are they managed well right now or not so much?
I guess it depends on the day. I've got a whole lot of several businesses and a lot of stuff going on, and but thinking back, I used to do the apple cider vinegar with a half a juice of lemon and warm water, 8 ounces every morning first thing, and it really helped, and I've gotten away from that. So, your reference to apple cider vinegar reminded me that, obviously my memory is not that good either, so.
That's acetylcholine. We can work on that on a different time. That can be built up. Stay off the coffee and increase lecithin. You can get that from egg yolks and in supplemental form as well. That can help with memory. But, yeah, getting back to the basics for you sounds like it's going to be a good game plan. Thanks so much for the call.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Call now, 888-283-7272, and go online to teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, get a lot of calls and emails. We've got our wellness provider team that's growing around the country. These are healthcare providers, coaches, practitioners that believe the same way we do. They believe in lifestyle-based, nutritional-based care. You can give us a call there at our normal number, 888-283-7272. Or check out the website, go to mywellnessproviders.com. We're going to go to the phones now and get to Stu. Hi, Stu.
No matter what hours I sleep or how much sleep I get, or I've tried sleeping less and that doesn't work, and I'm very fatigued all the time throughout the day, and usually when I wake up, I usually have a headache. Probably about 4 days out of the week, I wake up with a headache.
If you're getting headaches when you wake up, a big issue with that usually comes and tracks back around to the thyroid. The thyroid, of course, is an important gland in the body. It's very important for overall metabolic rate, important for your mental clarity. It's also great for heart rate and rhythm. But it's when you get the headaches in the morning, a lot of time it could lead toward hypothyroidism. Hypo means low. And you can go to your physician, and they can do a little blood test, figure out what the numbers are, and take a peek at that. But that often can definitely be an indicator that something a little bit more is going on, and that's why the labs will be a good little telltale sign to give, you know, the doctor a clue to see. Hypothyroidism, of course, can cause a host of different issues, but it can be treated very easily, especially if it's caught early. You can really get into it, and a lot of natural things you can do to support thyroid function as well. But that's what I would do. I would go and get a simple test done with your physician, and that's going to make a big, big difference. All right? Thanks for the call. Go to our website, healthcoachradio.com. If you got questions or you missed something, or I'm talking too fast, you don't have time to write it down, we've got all the information there, as well as free downloads that you'll be real great great resources for you all the way around. All right, our food for the day, one of my favorite times. Food's our best medicine. No matter how you cut it, literally, our food can make one of the biggest impacts in our overall health and with our overall life. And so putting the right kind of foods in is so critical, especially now as we kind of go in through, you know, just so much that's happening. Medications, I just talked to a guy the other day through an email that so I'm taking like 15 different medications in his 60s. It's amazing. And it just gets to a point where you think, okay, can my body even repair? Can I get back to where I was before? Or can I excel? Can I thrive? When I'm in a place like this, can I really go to the next level? Is it possible? And the answer is yes, it is possible. But understanding that you have to make changes and that only you can make it. No one else can make them for you. You have to step up and take responsibility. But this is one of my favorites. Now, a lot of people are going to love this because people get all freaked out and they start eating healthy and all of that. And they think, well, I don't really know if I can eat chocolate. But dark chocolate really, which is our food for the day, by the way, has so many health benefits. It's one of those deals where when you talk about it, it makes me happy because it's so good for you. And it tastes really good, and it's got so many great benefits. It's had such a bad rap for so long, but it's loaded with stuff that's just really good for you. So let's get into it. All right, and I don't mean eat a chocolate bar every night. All right, a couple of squares at night after dinner, something like that is really cool. There's nothing wrong with that. So dark chocolate's recently been discovered. Recently, they've known this. To have a number of healthy benefits, while eating dark chocolate can lead to the health benefits described in what we're getting ready to talk about. But chocolate is also high in fat, but again, not that big of a deal. If you're fit and you're exercising and eating well, it won't affect you that much. So it's good for your heart. Studies show that eating a small amount of dark chocolate 2 or 3 times each week can help lower your blood pressure. Dark chocolate improves blood flow and may help the formation of blood clots. Eating dark chocolate may also prevent atherosclerosis, which of course is hardening of the arteries. It's also good for your brain. Chocolate increases the blood flow to the brain as well as to the heart, so it can help improve cognitive function. It's also great at reducing the risk of a stroke. And it raises dopamine levels, which is what makes you feel so good. And it contains several compounds that have a positive effect on your mood with the dopamine levels. It contains phenylethylamine, the same chemical your brain creates when you feel like you're falling in love. And PEA encourages your brain to release endorphins, so eating dark chocolate will make you feel happier. Dark chocolate also contains caffeine, which is a mild stimulant. However, the dark chocolate contains much less caffeine than coffee. Matter of fact, a 1.5-ounce bar of chocolate contains 27 milligrams of caffeine compared to 200 milligrams in an 8-ounce cup of coffee. So it helps control blood sugar, believe that, it really does. And it helps keep your blood vessels really good with your circulation and also protects against type 2 diabetes. The flavonoids in the dark chocolate can help reduce insulin resistance by helping your cells function normally and regain the ability to use your body's insulin efficiently. Dark chocolate also has a low glycemic index, meaning that it won't cause huge spikes in the blood sugar levels. All great to know. Very, very important. Now, it also is full of antioxidants. That's a big one. So the antioxidants with these sorts of things are critical because, again, that's where a lot of the protective health benefits come from. It contains theobromine, which is, of course, shown to harden tooth enamel. It means that dark chocolate, unlike most sweets, lowers your risk of getting cavities if you practice proper dental hygiene. The theobromine is a mild stimulant, although not as strong, not strong as caffeine. It can, however, suppress coughs. So if you start having a crazy cough episode, think about the dark chocolate. You gotta love it. Things in the cupboard taste so good, and they'd be so good for you. The dark chocolate also contains a lot of vitamins and minerals. It has potassium, copper, magnesium, and iron. And the copper and potassium in dark chocolate help prevent against stroke and cardiovascular ailments. And the iron in chocolate protects against the iron deficiency anemia. And the magnesium in the chocolate, of course, helps with the type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So, a lot of great things going on with the dark, dark chocolate. Good stuff. Let's go to Claire on the phones now. Hi, Claire.
I have a big belly midsection, and I was wondering if it's the insulin that I'm injecting that's causing this.
Well, it can be. I mean, not to say the belly fat's coming from the insulin injections is a little bit of a challenge. I don't know that I would go there. But, however, usually the belly fat's coming from estrogen levels. It can be coming from a little bit of an issue that I have seen with cortisol levels. So your cortisol is produced in the adrenal glands. The more stress you're under, and that can be emotional, physical, whatever kind of stress, the more stress you're under, the more cortisol levels go up. And the more cortisol goes up, the more it becomes a little bit of a challenge around the waistline. But, however, estrogen levels can play a big role too. And with females, that can become a little bit of an issue. So you might want to look into getting a blood test done, which, of course, your physician can do. And look at the different estrogens. There's three of them, estrone, estriol, and estradiol. As you look at those, you'll be able to find exactly what's going on and what the culprit might be. Now, your blood sugar levels are going to be a big issue, too. Don't forget that. So you can't just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. That's going to play a big role. So you might want to, of course, look at something like an anti-inflammatory diet like we teach here on the show and see if that might be a culprit as well, because your eating habits, especially with type 2 diabetes, is always going to be a challenge. And making sure that you're putting the right foods in to support your body is a huge key. So look at the anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And, of course, that can be a real blessing to you as well. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. U.S. teen births, the rates are plummeting right now. Teen birth rates are dropping sharply, they say. And overall, the birth rates among teens aged 15 to 19 dropped by almost a half over the last decade. Pretty amazing. During the time, the rates fell at least 30% in seven states. Arizona and Utah saw about a 35% drop. Brady Hamilton, who's a statistician at the U.S. National Center for Health Statistics and co-author of their report, which was released recently, says all but two states, North Dakota and West Virginia, reported drops of at least 15%. And, of course, the researchers found that's good news, they say, but it shows that there's still much that needs to be done and examined for this. When Hamilton's team looked at the birth rates by ethnicity, it was amazing to see the barrier between Hispanics and the Caucasians. And regardless, they said the progress is good. It's important to realize our rates are still higher than other countries. For instance, a teen birth rate in Japan is 4.9 per 1,000, according to the United Nations data recently. Netherlands is 5.3, six times lower than the United States. Albert believes many factors explain the decline in teen birth rates. These rates have been driven down by a magic combination of less sex and more contraception. More teens are delaying sex, he said, persuaded by sex education or parents. That's a cool thing. He says the peer effect plays a role, too. When teens hear that their friends are delaying sex or using birth control, it influences them. So it's also the MTV effect. Programs that depict teen moms show the difficulties of pregnancy and parenthood. And they really do show the challenges of early pregnancy and parenthood, he said. The organizations commissioned surveys looking at this, and they said overwhelming majority says that these shows are sobering. So using media for teaching, as an example in these cases, are great.
Hey,
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Call now, 888-283-7272, and visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. So many people struggle with weight loss or weight issues all the way around. Gastric bypass is kind of on the rise. I'm not knocking that. I mean, if you've got to go through something like that to get to where you need to be, then that's okay. But creating the new habits, that's the key. 20% is knowing what to do. 80% of it is behavior. And so we want to give you the know-how of what you need to do, but also the behavioral change is key. And that's an ongoing piece that we're going to work on for sure. So whatever you're struggling with, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with losing 10 pounds or 100 pounds. If you've got questions about it, there's a lot of little tricks that you can do to burn those extra calories and to drop the weight, belly fat, as well as overall body size. And it's going to come down to basics. It's simple. You've got to change the way you eat, of course, exercise. But, of course, the hormone issues and vitamin and mineral deficiencies can play a big role as well. We will get into that in just a few. Going to Mary on the phones now. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I thought I heard on your show that you could buy a vitamin that is probiotic. Is that true?
You can buy a supplement that's a probiotic. Yes.
Yes.
You can. You can. And so you get it in certain foods like fermented vegetables and the fermented dairy products like yogurt and kefir. But, yes, you can buy probiotics in a supplement form. And I actually like that. I think it's a great idea. You want to get everything you can from your foods, of course. But with all the things that we have in our water supply and food supply today, and for the antibiotics that, you know, a lot of people have taken throughout their lives, it's good to always keep probiotics coming in to make sure the good bacterial flora in the gut is healthy and it's where it needs to be. So just a good thought, good rule of thumb, and most everywhere carries them now. All your health food stores, not hard to find. Make sure you get a good quality one, and they'll have different numbers, like billion, 2 billion, 15 billion, or you know, microorganisms and actual bacteria. Shoot for about 2 billion per capsule. That's a pretty safe bet, and most of the research is based around those. But, yeah, nothing but great things for supporting the bacterial gut flora in your digestive tract. That's a great way to go, okay? Good question. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com. If you're looking for whatever your needs are, great or small, if you miss something on the show, don't forget the website. We have all the information there as well. Because, again, a lot of people miss things, and you need to be able to write them down. You can print things. We've got free downloads there at the website. Quote for the day comes from Paul Fix. There's the only reason some people get lost in thought is because it's unfamiliar territory. Think more. That's what it's all about. Interesting. We've got Sheila, actually, that writes an email in from Florida, and she wants to know what to do with mood swings. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those, it's kind of like when you get asked that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you don't want to be mean about it, but the mood swings are twofold. One is there's definitely some instability going on, okay, as far as chemical instability. And I'm not talking way over on one end of the spectrum with bipolar and where someone needs, you know, a lot of the heavy medications to keep that balance. But when you've got mild mood swings, whether it's hypoglycemia, your blood sugar levels get low, or you've got a little bit of low dopamine in the brain, and so you get kind of crabby and grumpy, you know, there's also some self-control involved that needs to take place too. And I always encourage people that. And no reason to be angry, no reason to be jumpy, no reason to be snappy with people. It happens, we're human. But really watch that and learn to control your own way of handling things. And then, of course, you can support yourself nutritionally, giving your body everything that you need. So if it's dopamine levels, there'll be one protocol. If it's serotonin levels, there'd be another one. And if you had low GABA levels for anxiety, then there are certain foods that support the body that way. And vice versa, memory with acetylcholine, you've got certain foods that will support the body in that realm as well. So again, it's about giving the body what it needs, when it needs it, in the right way. And when you do that, that's when you can create major change and really take the body to the next level. It's a key. It's a big one. Now, here's the big deal. The location, they're saying now, are big factors for American diets. And it really is. Location seems to be everything, but the dietary patterns they're finding now with such as like the South. Okay, the South has some of the worst eating habits in the country. I grew up in the South. I'm Southern. And I can tell you the fried foods were the last to get it, really. You're just now seeing some mild organic restaurants pop up when they've been out in California for like 20 years already. You're just now seeing kind of the folks over there get on the wagon. But the dietary patterns are definitely different in different regions of the country. And it has to do with sweets, the sugar intake, and the desserts, fried foods. And we're finding that, of course, the different patterns will show the different concentrations of the population in the area that are not doing well physically and with their health. You see more diabetes and more heart disease and cholesterol levels in these areas. And it's because of the diet. And so my heart is that we can continue to educate. Just one person at a time, that's it. That's my goal. If we can just reach one person teaching you something, and then you learn something and you care enough to go tell a family member or a loved one or someone that you really care about, and you teach them something, then you've made an impact in their life. And that's what it's all about. It's about making that impact, and it's about taking them to the next level. And when you start teaching others and you start impacting others, that's where you really notice that health legacy that you can start leaving. Because you don't have to be a doctor to teach somebody. And everybody gets hung up on the title. It's not that valuable. The biggest thing is caring about people and making an impact. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.